This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Megan Barrett. That means it's Tuesday, and I have the next hour of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. So we're going to go to war together until war gets here in the second hour at 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern. I'm coming at you live out of Las Vegas, one of my favorite cities. And one of my favorite methods of communicating is talk radio, which the millennials refer to as boomer radio. Well, I bring a boom across this mic because it's all about truth and breaking down the nonsense of the unhinged left. And the unhinged left is using technology in order to silence us. And that's what I love about this quote-unquote boomer technology, because the fairness doctrine, which the left tried years ago in order to silence conservative talk radio, didn't gain any votes, didn't pass in the houses, was never signed as a bill, but that's what they want. They want to make sure that you are suppressed as far as your voice is silenced, that my voice is silenced, but they haven't come after us on talk radio yet, but that's their plan. Remember Air America? Yeah, neither do I. But they fail in this platform repeatedly, time and time again. But you know where they're not failing? Is in social media. And one of my friends who ran a parody account on Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, otherwise known as AOC, and he ran his own personal Twitter account, Office of Mike, was taken down 2 days ago. And he's a friend of mine. He's a friend of a friend of another friend of mine. And we were actually talking to him last Wednesday on FaceTime before all of this happened. And he's a sarcastic, funny, carefree father, Orthodox Jew from New York, and a conservative. And that last part, a conservative, is exactly why he's been banned, permanently banned from the platform or a publisher, otherwise known as Twitter. Now, he still has an Instagram account, but his parody account on Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was also taken down because it was a parody account. But even parody accounts are allowed on Twitter. So what exactly is it, Jack Dorsey? We just witnessed last week a complete purge of conservatives off Twitter, off Facebook, and off of Instagram. And do you think that this timing is coincidental, or do you think it's planned? I think it's planned. Because I've written extensively over on ReaganBabe.com, that is my website, about tech tyranny and tech censorship of conservative voices, and how the tech monopolies, mainly Google and Facebook and Twitter, can alter election results by making sure that their friends or comrades on the left have a platform, have a free speech platform. So the comrades of Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg can continue to call us Nazis, can continue to refer to Trump as Hitler, can continue to make death threats against conservatives online and in public. And another account run by a friend of mine, Jack Posobiec, called MAGAphobia, was also taken off of Twitter. And MAGAphobia was specifically chronicling and cataloging all of the death threats and violence against Trump supporters. But poof, it has now disappeared from Twitter's platform. And I'm really quite tired of quote-unquote conservatives that historically have written basically on stone tablets talking about how conservative Mitt Romney was or how conservative John McCain was, while trying to keep their power, says, well, they're, you know, private companies. They can basically do whatever they want. Oh, really? What about the baker in Colorado? He couldn't do whatever he wanted. What about the bakers up in Oregon? They couldn't do whatever they wanted. As a private company, you can't do whatever you want. There's government regulation and intervention in public companies or private companies every single day. And this is what it boils down to, folks. It's about platform versus publisher. They are protected under the Communications Decency Act by being a platform whereby speech is protected and freely shared. But now conservatives and conservative speech have all of a sudden disappeared from their platform. So what these tech tyrants are doing is publishing left-wing propaganda and left-wing news freely, and then suppressing conservative Facebook profiles such as mine. If you go over to Reagan Babe on Facebook, I posted something the other day, and some of my stuff can get hundreds of likes, thousands of shares, but then some of this stuff is, you know, I have about 30,000 followers on my Facebook profile. So I posted something the other day, and only 100 people saw it. How is that possible? Well, it's possible because I'm being suppressed. And maybe I'm talking about illegal immigration too much. And perhaps I'm talking about radical Islam a little bit too much. And maybe I'm talking about Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib's love of Palestinians and the Muslim Brotherhood and the CARE organization, who's a co-conspirator in terror, a little too much for the left. Because the purge we witnessed just yesterday on Twitter was targeted against conservative Jews. Is Wayne Allyn Root next? Will he be taken off of Twitter? Will his Facebook page be all of a sudden mysteriously suppressed or taken down? This is meddling in the election. This is definitely meddling in the election. Because as Armeet Dhillon, who's a wonderful champion of free speech and the protection of conservative rights and speech, I believe she was the former state chairman of the Republican Party, she was on Tucker Carlson last night, and she says, and I quote, "If big tech has its way, we, as conservatives, will lose every election going forward." And that ultimately is the goal of the Democrats, whether they continue to allow illegal immigrants to come into our country illegally, invade our cities under their sanctuary policies, and then mysteriously wind up on the voter rolls because they get driver's licenses. That is the goal of the Democrat Party. They don't want to make sure illegal immigration or illegal immigrants aren't counted in the census. They want illegal immigrants counted in the census. Why? Because it gives them more power. The Democrats want to eliminate the Electoral College. Why? Because they want to make sure that their Bolsheviks on the West and their Bolsheviks on the East, specifically in California and New York, make all the decisions for us. Has Bill de Blasio entered the race yet, Chris? I don't think so. We'll wait for that Bolshevik to announce. It's imminent. But Armeet Dhillon, let's go back to this. In an appearance on Tucker Carlson tonight, Tucker discussed how conservatives have been repeatedly targeted by big tech firms, noting that even the Claremont Institute was recently denied the right to advertise on Google over a study published by the Institute that Google deemed to be racist. Google has since apologized for this, claiming that denying the Institute was a mistake. Oh, yes, just another glitch. These glitches always just happen coincidentally against conservatives and conservative organizations. Carlson then introduced Dhillon as one of the most famous attorneys in America on the question of big tech and its threat to our liberties. Carlson asked Armeet about the situation with the Claremont Institute and Google's claims that not allowing them to use their platform was a mistake, asking, how many times have we heard from this big tech company or another when caught silencing conservatives? Dhillon replied, well, we hear it every other day, Tucker, and I'm not delusional, and people are actually discriminating against conservatives every other day in this way. And they're gaslighting us by saying, oh, it was just a mistake, you imagined that. Carlson then noted that social media has become the primary forum for political discussion in recent years, adding that if you control the terms, you can control the elections, don't you? To which Dhillon replied, you will, and Republicans are ignoring this at their peril. I keep saying this. I feel like Cassandra Owens. I keep saying this. We are going to lose every election going forward if we don't put a stop to this bias. either conservatives who are being paid off by big tech, or are simply ill-informed, either say, oh, well, this is just competition. This is just the market. If you don't like Twitter or Facebook, go make your own. These are all statements made by people who have never started their own companies and who are paid by think tanks, and they don't know what it means to start a business. So that's ludicrous. It's absolutely ludicrous when I hear quote-unquote conservatives talking about, oh, it's just the free market at work. It's a monopoly. Twitter has a monopoly. Facebook has a monopoly. Google has a monopoly. 90% of search, Google is used for 90% of search. And I challenge you to go to Google, and I don't know, Google President Obama. And you will see all these wonderful articles from all these left-wing hack, quote-unquote, journalists or news organizations about how fantastic Barack Obama was. And then go to Trump. And you will get the worst news of the Trump presidency, even though he's doing so much better than Barack Obama in the polls, in spite of the negative press coverage. So on this next break, go ahead, take that challenge. Go Google Barack Obama. Go Google Donald Trump. And you will get the same left-wing news organizations, and you will be pressed to find the Daily Caller, IJ Review, Zero Hedge, Breitbart. Those won't show up in the top page or the first page. And that is called censorship. And censorship is only done by the left-wing fascists, because the fascists have always been left-wing. After this break, I'll be right back with more. This is Megan Barth with ReaganBabe.com, and we're going to go to war real soon. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT, and DeWalt. Stop in now during Hitachi Days and get a 3.5-inch 21-degree framing nailer now for just $169. And stay in charge on the job longer with a 4-pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $179. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. See store for details, U.S. only.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying. I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh, girl, won't you stop your crying? I know that you're
Everything's gonna be.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
War now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that's spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
By the way, Fordham Resources is the sponsor of not only this segment of the show, but they're the main title sponsor of this radio show, and they're also the sponsor of my TV show as well. Thank you, Fordham. They call me the capitalist evangelist, and I'm here to introduce you to this special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fordham is publicly traded, which, for those who don't understand what that means, they're a stock. So if they do well, you can buy their stock and you could do well. What's the great thing about the stock market? You don't even have to get up and work each day. You buy some stock, and while you're off slaving away, you make yourself some money. Because another company does a good job and does the right things. Fordham is diversified, natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. It's run by and led by the great chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent a share stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. One of the great stories in the history of Wall Street. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to 180-square-mile city of gold mining property. It's about nine times bigger than Manhattan. Think of the island of Manhattan, the city and island of Manhattan, New York. Picture that entire thing as a gold mine. Now picture one nine times bigger, from the tip of Manhattan down on Wall Street all the way up past Harlem, all the way touching Riverdale. Can you imagine if that was a gold mine, except nine times bigger? They own the rights to that. Fordham's traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. FTMR, and for a complete review, visit their website, FordhamResources.com. It's a stock. You get a chance to buy it, and you could profit if they profit. FordhamResources.com, F-O-R-T-E-M.
And thank you, Wayne. You're listening to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. We always go to war here. Every Tuesday I do on his behalf for the first hour of this show at the 6 o'clock hour Eastern, 3 o'clock Pacific. I will be with you for the next few segments. I'm so excited to be here every Saturday because I love this microphone. I always refer to it as my blowtorch of truth. And I also want to hear from you. Wayne always brags about how he is the most caller-friendly show in the nation, and I believe we tried to get a caller in the last segment, but I believe they called the wrong number, so I will share it with you. If you'd like to speak with me, if you did my little test that I asked you to do, if you Google Barack Obama and then Google Donald Trump, I'd love to hear the results that you get, if there's a difference. 1-833-927-8255. That's 1-833-927-8255, and I will be happy to take your calls on the air. So let's get back to how Google and how Facebook and how Twitter is working with the left, and ultimately, we're going to have to ask the question, at what point does this bias, this outward bias, and these bans amount to an in-kind contribution to the DNC? That's the question. And we also have to ask the question, are these social media monopolies platforms or are they publishers? Because the legal protections afforded to either differ greatly, whereby if they are a platform, they are legally protected from lawsuits regarding libel. If they are a publisher, things change. Or I might have it mixed up. But nonetheless, they are either a platform or a publisher. And if they are a platform, they must share ideas that do not infringe upon the First Amendment. And that's why I've always said, and I will always contend, and I will always defend the fact that hate speech, as well as Islamophobia, are two made-up words by the left so they can censor you. Because isn't it funny that the Democrats are never accused of hate speech, even in spite of the fact that they call us Nazis? In spite of the fact that their violent rhetoric led to the near assassination of Steve Scalise and a dozen other Republicans on a Virginia baseball field. Did you see any Twitter accounts being taken down? Have you seen Nancy Pelosi being censored? Have you seen Jerry Nadler being censored? Rashida Tlaib? Ilhan Omar? And I wrote this article last year, and I'm going to update it. But I said, is Google working to manipulate the 2018 election to help the Democrats? Perhaps the new title should be, is Google, Facebook, and Twitter working to manipulate the 2020 election to help the communist Democrats? That and more after this break. We'll get to some news of the day, as well as your calls. Feel free to call me, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. And in the meantime, go to ReaganBabe.com. You can see all of what I'm talking about today on my news feed, as well as sign up for my newsletter, because every Saturday you'll hear from me in your inbox, and it's free. ReaganBabe.com. This is Megan Barrett, and we'll be right back.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone? I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial
3. There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A token and toner of our appreciation.
May is Customer Appreciation Month at Staples.
All month, you can earn 15% back in rewards when you purchase $75 of ink or $200 of toner.
That's no small token.
Just our way of saying thanks.
You're welcome.
Not to you.
Oh, right.
15% back in rewards on ink and toner. Now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
Valid 5519 to 6119 to the staples.com/15 and rewards for details.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police say multiple students have been injured in a school shooting south of Denver. Douglas County Undersheriff Holly Nicholson Cluth says the situation at the STEM school Highland Ranch is still active.
We have two suspects that are in custody, and there is tentatively a third suspect. They're still clearing the school, so we don't know that yet.
The school is on lockdown, and Jordan Franklin is an eyewitness who works in the area. He tells Fox News.
Multiple kids being evacuated on both ends. Some of them are just scrambling out. A few of them were hands up and just running out at an alarming rate. It was crazy.
A week after meeting with Democrats at the White House, President Trump is meeting with Republicans at the White House today. Kellyanne Conway tells Fox News they will be definitely talking about immigration.
Jared Kushner and others have been working assiduously for quite a while now on a big immigration package.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Drive.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network. Live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
Welcome back to the show. The sponsor of this segment of the show is My Doctor Suggests, and it's a great thing. I've been talking about My Doctor Suggests for a year on this show. They've been an advertiser. Now they've joined the TV show as well, and it's a great thing because I've always talked about their silver lozenges and how it saved my voice and made my throat into a workhorse. But guess what? Now they've got all kinds of new products. They've got soap, they've got mouthwash, they've got a gel for the skin, they've got a silver liquid that you swallow in the morning and night, and I do it every morning and every night, and it is just wonderful. All great stuff. I've experienced firsthand their power of healing that happens when you use the products. My throat is now a workhorse because they're silver lozenges. I haven't had a cold in 3 years. Brain fog is gone because for the last 2.5 weeks I've been taking their liquid morning and night. And I had this skin patch on my face. I mean, no big deal. All guys have something, right? When you shave, that usually helps you. But I just couldn't get rid of some dry skin on the side of my left side of my face. And I use their special gel that's this high dose of silver plus high dose of aloe vera, and it's gone after 2 nights. Gone. So thank you, My Doctor Suggests. Great stuff. You want to call them. You can't get it in stores. You can only get it by calling 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggests.com/root. Use promo code ROOT to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com/root or 866-660-9868. Say ROOT, and you get 20% off. Good stuff.
Thank you, Wayne, and thank you, audience, for sticking with us through the break. We actually have a couple callers that I'll get to in just a couple minutes, so Dave, hold on. If you'd like to call in to the show, I'd be happy to take your calls during my hour. 1-833-WAR-TALK, 1-833-927-8255. If you go over to ReaganBabe.com, you will see my daily news feed. I encourage you to sign up for my newsletter because that's really the only way I believe I'm going to be able to communicate from now on to my audience is through this microphone and through a newsletter, because I'm just waiting for the day that my Twitter account is taken down, my Facebook account is taken down, my Instagram account is taken down, all under the name of ReaganBabe, because I may say something that the left doesn't like. But, you know, Harmeet Dhillon points out on her Twitter page that still remains up, that the parody account poking gentle fun at AOC gets the account holder banned, who is Mike Morrison, but a vicious, vulgar, defamatory parody of Devin Nunes by a person who advertises herself as smearing people for money is A-okay. Different rules for different politics. Terms of service are a joke. So now, as we're investigating the investigators, and that's a whole other topic, we need to start investigating these monopolies. Because check this out. This is another headline that comes from Zero Hedge. The SEC blesses MasterCard's idea of cutting off customers with right-wing views. Blocking payments to individuals or groups by financial service firms impedes freedom of speech in a free society, journalist Ben Swan has told RT, following reports that MasterCard is allegedly on course to censor the far right. Now, what is the far right? Who determines what the far right is? Mike Morrison wasn't a far right guy. He's been completely deplatformed. Milo Yiannopoulos wasn't far right. Laura Loomer wasn't far right. James Woods wasn't far right. He's been banned from Twitter. I don't know if he's going to come back. And James Woods was banned for quoting Ralph Waldo Emerson. The New York-based firm is reportedly being forced by left-leaning liberal activists. Left-leaning liberal activists. What does that mean? Communists. What does that mean? Fascists. Left-leaning liberal activists. Why don't you tell me the difference between a socialist and Democrat? Because Hillary Clinton couldn't when she was asked by CNN. Neither could Debbie Wasserman Schultz, otherwise known as Jar Jar. She couldn't tell us the difference between a socialist and a Democrat. I'd love to hear that question asked again of Nancy Pelosi, considering she has anti-Semites and socialists and communists in her party running for president or being elected in Detroit or being elected in Minnesota. leftist, liberal activist, left-leaning, the New York-based firm is reportedly being forced by left-leaning liberal activists to set up an internal human rights committee that would monitor payments to white supremacist groups and anti-Islam activists. There's that Islamophobia again. The problem is that everyone has their own views, and in a free society, the idea of a free society is that you are free to have your belief systems as long as you are not harming anyone else physically. But your belief system belongs to you, and you have the right to be wrong. White supremacists have the right to be wrong, Swan said. MasterCard is not the only holder of purse strings that is mulling the selective banning of individuals from their services and funds. Patreon and PayPal have previously barred individuals from receiving payments using their platforms due to their quote-unquote extreme views. Who determines what's extreme? But unlike crowdfunding platforms, being cut off from one of the leading American multinational financial services corporations will most likely have a greater impact on the financial stability of an individual or a group, especially after the SEC, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, reportedly blessed MasterCard's undertaking. By doing this, Swan believes the government granted big corporations the ability to control what voices are heard. Isn't our new country great? The issue with such an approach, the investigative journalist argues, would lead to a wider crackdown on financial payments to anyone who the government would see as unfavorable. The fact that the SEC has given a green light to this essentially says the SEC supports the idea of censoring these groups in order to freeze out essentially anyone you don't agree with. It is such a dystopian 1984 worldview, and yet we're living through it right now. So how much longer before we are forced into silence will we remain silent? That's the big question as well. Are we going to remain silent or are we going to fight back? Let's go to Dave in Nevada on line one. I'd love to hear what he says. He wants to talk about search engines related to the challenge I gave at the top of this hour. Hi, Dave. You're speaking to Megan.
Hey, Megan, Dave.
Hi.
Yep. I'm on DuckDuckGo right now, the best alternative to Google you could ever find.
Yes, sir.
The search engine that doesn't track you. Maybe you could spread the word. Supposedly they're conservative, because I've heard this on another talk show that was conservative, and I've been using these guys for 6 months, and they're, to me, they're better than Google.
Have you noticed a difference in your search results between DuckDuckGo and Google? Outside of the tracking, that they're not tracking you and cookies and all that, have you noticed a difference in the results that you get, say, on the first page of your results compared to that of Google?
Yeah, a little bit different. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, people that pay for the top spots still get the top spots. You know what I mean? If you're doing advertisement.
Right.
When you're searching stories, you're more likely to get something from One America News or Fox,
right,
or something like that than you are on Google. Google usually comes up with CNN or MSNBC or
Rolling Stone or The Atlantic or Vox, right?
Or Jeff Bezos.
Right.
You know. Yeah. I even canceled the Amazon credit card because, you know, I don't like them anymore.
Well, that's your way of fighting back.
Right, yeah. So, I don't know, maybe you could spend the word about DuckDuckGo.
Well, you just did, and I'll say it again, DuckDuckGo instead of Google. And you remind me, I was using DuckDuckGo for a while, and I think I'm just going to eliminate my Google search engine, which you can kind of do, on your laptop or what have you, and just use DuckDuckGo. I hope they have an app for it. That would be easier for me to do. But, thank you.
They have an app for your phone, too.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to do that today. You know, every little bit that we can do to kind of take down tech tyranny, we can do individually. But overall, we need some political will. And quite frankly, I'm tired of listening to Donald Trump saying we're monitoring the situation. How am I going to monitor it for until what? We're all silenced? Then what? Well, Dave, I appreciate your reminder, and I appreciate you calling in and reminding all of us that we do have options, and that's DuckDuckGo. So thanks so much for your call. Folks, again, if you'd like to call in, 833, let me get the number before I say, 833-927-8255, 833-927-8255. 855-212-4255. Now, what's interesting about these parody accounts, like I said, Devin Nunes still has a parody account up. Obviously, there's different rules, as Harmeet says, for different politics. But a parody website with embarrassing photos of Joe Biden actually does top his official campaign page on Google. This campaign is starting out to be one of the most gaff-tastic campaigns. He's slurring. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Did you happen to hear him say that Margaret Thatcher had called him up to complain about Trump or to, you know, to talk to him about Trump? She died like 3 years before Trump ever came into office. What in the hell is he talking about? What is wrong with him? There is something. Yes, Chris. Are you serious? I know. Okay, sorry, you guys. I'm getting a feed from in my ear from Chris, our producer. They just suspended David Horowitz on Twitter. I'm going to have to look this up on our break. David Horowitz. I am never speechless. But seems to me like David Horowitz is now the sixth Jewish conservative that has been purged from Twitter, and five just in the last 2 days. Oh, we got a problem. How long before Front Page Mag is taken offline? One of my favorite websites. If this isn't the clarion call for something to be done, then I don't know what's gonna be. Maybe Jared Kushner needs to get deplatformed. Maybe then people start paying attention. This is Megan Barth going to war for war. We'll be right back after this break.
Hey guys, Ken here from Income Store. Did you know of the top 10 reasons an employee stays at a company for more than 2 years, the seventh reason is the pay or the salary? The first six reasons have nothing to do with money. Things like they feel part of a team, they know they belong, their voice is heard, they're respected. Also, employees go through five phases within a couple days to 6 months of any new position. Excitement, education, reality, doubt, then clarity. Did you know it's a manager's job to walk them to clarity as fast as possible? If you need to know these fundamental principles, If you need to know these fundamental principles, I can't say this. This is awesome. This is like a blooper roll. Hey, you know what? If you need tips and techniques like this to grow your business today, you got to check out door number one of Income Store. If you just need somebody to literally hold your hand and get you to the finish line, check out door number two of IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
The tradition, the suspense, the race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money.
Their message?
Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Their mission?
Savings.
Their relationship?
Best friends.
Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team.
And Doug. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
War now. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
And we're back. This is Megan Barrett filling in for Wayne of ReaganBabe.com. I encourage you to go to my website and sign up for my newsletter because, as I said, as we're watching the bloodshed that Twitter is taking on every conservative voice, it's only a matter of time, I believe, before we're basically all silenced and we're going to have to start communicating through ham radios like Nellie Orr. It is maybe Morse code, maybe some smoke signals, maybe carrier pigeon. Now, I was given a book, and I was supposed to look this up on the break, but I will actually in a little bit, that was written by David Horowitz. I know what it was. I think it was called The Forgotten Son. I'll double-check that. But David Horowitz was basically raised by communists. And he was a communist radical. And he saw the light. And Front Page Mag, I go to nearly every day. I go to at least their Twitter feed every day. Because, quite frankly, I get a lot of my news on Twitter. Now I believe I'm going to go to Parler, and I'll get to that in just a minute. But Front Page Mag, their byline, their tagline, is inside every progressive is a totalitarian screaming to get out. And this is exactly what the progressives, as they call them, they're so progressive. They're totalitarians. They're communists. They're socialists. There's nothing progressive about them. And that's why they euphemize themselves as progressives. We're moving forward. No, you're not. You're regressive. You're going back to the days of Orwell. You're going back to the days of book burnings. You are the modern-day book burners. They just deplatformed David Horowitz and banned his account on Twitter. That happened at the top of the hour while I took the mic. I just tweeted out, how many more conservatives will be silenced? Is frontpagemag.com next? Stop, hashtag stop the bias now. before it's too late, at Donald Trump Jr., at Real Donald Trump, at Pascal, at IG Pie, and at Harmeet Dillon. Jack Posobiec tweeted out just 50 minutes ago when I took the air, breaking, Twitter appears to have suspended David Horowitz. What did David Horowitz do except point out that the left is nothing more than a bunch of totalitarian fascists? This is all projection, folks. They're calling us Nazis. They're the Nazis. They're calling us Hitler. They're acting as Hitler. And it's going to get worse. In just the last 7 days, we have witnessed conservative Jews as well as conservatives being completely stripped of their voice. Parody accounts for the new left's socialist darling, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, was taken down. Yet the parody account that basically defames and slanders and maligns Devin Nunes is still going. More fake news for the ignorant left to keep feeding upon. So they make sure that their echo chamber of hate keeps running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And in spite of their hate and their violent rhetoric, and I hope, right-wing watch, you are listening, because I would love to get some more hate mail from your deranged, lunatic listeners. You think I'm going to shut up? You think I'm going to go away? You don't know me. I've been standing up to the left since I was 18 years old, since I realized how they treated women, how they dragged Monica Lewinsky through the mud, how they maligned women and used them as pawns in their quest for power. I've stood up to the union thugs, even sprained my ankle doing so. And I was happy to do it. Because I was taught at a very small age, or a very young age, that when you stand up to a bully, they will back down. Well, what's happening now is these monopolies have become bullies. So who's going to stand up to the tech monopolies? Who can? It is time for Donald Trump to take action now. And we got a caller. Line one, Gail. Let's go to Gail. Hey, Gail, it's Megan.
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for having me on your show. And
you're
I
welcome.
Want to tell you, let's break up the monopoly by, first of all, having Andrew Torba on Wayne Allen Root's show, because he was kicked off of Twitter and Facebook, and he has his own search engine, Dissenter, and he does gab.com. And in fact, guess how I learned about this man? My brother that lives in China sent me a video last night. When I heard this show and what you were talking about, I said, I have to call. I can't wait till Wayne comes on. I have to call Megan and tell her about this. Man, he's excellent, excellent. He wanted free speech, you know, and anybody could come on there and they won't be censored. It's
right.
Fabulous.
Well, and thank you for your call, Gail. I just looked him up online because I had forgotten. Yeah, he's the CEO of Gab. But guess what happened to Gab? When they came out to try to fight the communist Jack Dorsey of Twitter, all of a sudden they were a haven for the far right. That's where Nazis went to talk. And after that, they were banned by GoDaddy, PayPal, Coinbase, and more. So how do you make a living? How do you fight against the left if you can't monetize your efforts? If you're labeled as extremist? We'll get back to that and more. Actually, I'm not coming back. I'm done. Wayne's coming back after this break. Thanks so much for having me. We'll talk to you on Thursday as well as Tuesday of next week. This is Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com. Go to my website, sign up for my newsletter, and we'll be talking to you very soon.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.